sorsam, yoldaşım vurulmuş, boy gedim anacan. Yoldaşım vurulmuş, boy gedim anacan. Penceremden küle kolu esip gelerek, penceremden küle kolu esip gelerek, ne senin yadından çıksın, ne de hemen unuttum garı, ne senin ne de hemen unuttum ugarı. İçime ot düşüp yanar, yandırar yakar, yandırar yakar, yandırar dağları. İçime ot düşüp yanar, yandırar yakar, yandırar yakar, yandırar dağları. Benim dermanım devam, benim en temiz hava. Yoldaşım vurulmuş, boy gedim anacan. Yoldaşım vurulmuş, boy gedim anacan.
My house in your house.
Yes, good evening or whatever time it is when you're listening to this. This nice intro to the podcast episode of April. Yeah, it's springtime already. Yoshimura, who was born in Japan. His albums were often mildly conceptual. The gentle melodies use similar disarming tones in tempos that relate to different emotions and scenes. Yeah, throughout the 80s, Yoshimura defined Japanese ambient music through a run of critically acclaimed albums, and he ultimately trailblazed the kankyo onkaku environment music, a subgenre defined by soft electronic melodies and recorded sounds of nature. His efforts reached a peak of critical and commercial attention in 86 with the release of his fifth studio album, Green, from which we just heard the track Feel. Yes. And now let's get on to a young British artist from London. She's called Lorraine James, and this track is called I DM You. Take it away.
My house.
In your house.
Thank you. Mein Haus ist dein Haus.
Thank you. nuestra comunión.
Mit hus i dit hus.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. At first, we had Valid with a track called Sueños, which means dreams. He's an American artist living in Europe, and his name is Arabic and means newborn child. And then we heard Varg 2TM featuring Earth Eater. The track was called Lucky. Varg is a Swedish producer, also known as Jonas Rönnberg. Earth Eater is an American multi-instrumentalist, producer, composer, and vocalist. She was born in Pennsylvania to a Russian father and an English mother. And yeah, I find her voice absolutely stunning. Let's move on to Emily Nicholas. She's a Norwegian singer-songwriter. We are staying a bit in Scandinavia. And this track is called Wild One.
He's a wild horse, I'll ride him good. Tame the motherfucker. He's a wild one, of course he will. Fall into me like a baby. He's a lost soul, I fill his void. Save the motherfucker. He's the last one, of course he will. Melt through my hands like butter. Ooh. I got mommy eyes, I got mommy arms, and a mama heart. Falls asleep on my chest and comes all over my pride. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. This was at first the Norwegian sax player and composer Bendik Giske. I'm a big fan of him, and so is PJ Harvey, who asked him to open for her. When he plays live, he sounds like several people are playing, but it's actually really just him with the sax mic'd up with several microphones, like contact mics to catch the buttons and the breath and so on. So yeah, it sounds very full and rich, just like you hear it here. It's really just him. Amazing. Yeah, and then we had John Tejada, which I think I can say he's pretty much a regular on the pod. And yeah, now let's move on to Anna Roxanne. She's an American experimental and ambient musician and singer. Anna is intersex, and I think we don't talk enough about these things. I am non-binary. About Anna's music, I can say that critics have noted how her music reflects themes of self-identity and gender introspection. Speaking of her song, I'm Every Sparkly Woman, Anna described it as a testament to her femininity and empowerment as a woman. Yeah, so this is beautiful, so let's just get going. Springtime, springtime, springtime. This track is called Sweet Pour Invisible.
Thank you. casa meva a casa teva.
In your house, mit hus, i dit hus.
I'm waiting.
is your house. My house is your house.
Yes. Yeah. So first we heard McGee. The track was called Lonely Fight. He's a young American artist. And I read somewhere that he's a fan of Eric Clapton. And that also Eric Clapton is kind of a fan of McGee. So, full circle, I guess.
Circle.
Circle. Circle.
Circle. Circle. Circle. Circle.
And then we heard Magic Island just right now with a track called Like Water. She's an artist based in Berlin. I saw her play in Berlin many years ago, where she opened for Molly Nilsson. I remember that Magic Island was selling, well, perhaps her first cassette tape, I'm not sure. Early days. Anyway, I really like this track. It's so kind of deep.
Deep, deep.
The heavy kick that makes a boom is just, it's like a floating track. So let's head on with what we started with. The next track is, again, Yoshimura from Japan. This track is one of my favorite of his, and it's called Something Blue. Kind of like my artist named Thalo, which is a blue color. I love blue. Anyway, here is Something Blue.
Thank you.
house in your house.
So we have now reached the end of this episode of the pod. And yeah, I want to end it with saying take care of each other and, you know, stay sane and a little hopeful if you can. And I'm now going to play for you. This is Brendan Eater Ensemble, an LA-based composer and drummer. He made an acoustic version of Aphex Twin's track Rhubarb from 1994. See you next time.